The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The state of Utah, the first ever to call pornography a public health crisis. The resolution has been passed unanimously and has been now signed into, I don't know, can you sign a resolution into law? It's been signed by the governor.
Right.
So basically every single politician at the state level in the state of Utah has voted for this. And that means that restrictions are right around the corner. Now, they didn't pass any laws yet, but this is basically a resolution saying, yeah, we're going to pass some laws about this at some point. So beware, you have restrictions on freedom of speech coming very, very soon to the state of Utah. Plus, there's an interesting study that shows kind of the contrary to what they were claiming in Utah, claiming there's all these studies that say porn is bad. Well, there's also studies that say porn isn't such a bad thing, or maybe even it's a good thing if it keeps young people away from actually getting pregnant or getting STDs.
What kind of porn would Jesus do?
That's a good question. He did hang out with prostitutes.
That's right.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
So, Johnson, you're going to be telling us about a drama quiz. You have actual quiz questions that you at home can play along with, I presume, and learn whether or not you are attracted. Are you attracted to drama?
That's correct.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, we're going to get into that here with Renee. And Renee's, of course, the host of Anarchy After Dark, which is a show that you can catch on LRN.fm
Friday nights
at 10 to midnight Eastern time. But first, a little bit more about this study. So this is to, you know, sort of counter what they were claiming in Utah, that porn is evil and it's deleterious and detrimental. And I get it. You know, there can be people who are addicted to porn, just like there are people who are addicted to video games or cigarettes or other things that make them unproductive and possibly, you know, not the best person or the healthiest person that they could be. But that said, there's always another side to the story. So here's the story from the Washington Examiner, saying that teens and older adults in America are shifting to virtual sex, choosing pornography, quote, because it is less risky than actually having sex, unquote, according to a Blockbuster News survey of porn in America. And plus, we're right on the cusp of virtual reality, and now they're starting to make porn for virtual reality headsets.
Oh, no.
So it's going to become even more of a somewhat immersive experience for people than it has ever been. And there will be problems along with that. I get the critiques. But let's go on. In the study, the porn phenomenon, the only area of growth of why young and older men and women are turning to porn is because they believe a picture or a video is safer than the real thing. For those between ages 51 and 69, it's the fourth highest reason for why they watch porn. It's also one of the key reasons that teenagers from age 13 to 17 use porn. Quote, being less risky than actual sex, unquote, is higher motivation among both teens and older adults for different reasons, presumably, said the study, portions of which were provided to Secrets from the Barna Group. The full report will be released this month. The study is a comprehensive look at who uses porn, how they use it, and why, with a special focus on morality. The morality question found that the older people are, the more immoral they view porn. But for teenagers, it amounts to a shoulder shrug. Consider, most teens believe that not recycling garbage is more of a moral crime than pornography.
But I thought that it was one of the biggest challenges facing young people today.
Well, that's what the Utah people said. But for teenagers, it's just like, whoopee-doo. They grew up with this stuff. I mean, if you're a teenager today, I wonder, what is some of the most hardcore porn that they have seen on the internet? I mean,
it's your girl's one cup.
Right, it's not hard to find things like...
I saw that when I was like 8.
That's pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the reality that we're with today. There's actually an article over on Vice that I didn't get a chance to read. It was an interesting headline, and it was, what is the effect of this hardcore, the most hardcore pornography that young people can access today? What effect is that having on young people? Renee, I mean, what do you feel like? I mean, that did that do something to you, seeing that? Because that's a pretty grody. I mean, that's like beyond Max Hardcore.
I'll never look at chocolate cough served the same way again.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
Remember, we can't be explicit about what it was.
So. Right. I'm not gonna act like it wasn't a little traumatizing.
Well,
but
actually,
I think
I just was explicit about what it was. It was literally.
That's what it was.
How about we
but
not go there?
Like
I personally don't enjoy watching porn. I don't. I think it's kind of weird and kind of gross. It just doesn't do anything for me. Mm-hmm. So with that, I don't watch a lot of it. But my thoughts. What was the question again that you specifically asked me? Did it have any specific effect on
seeing
me?
Something hardcore like that? I mean, that's not your typical porn. That is like pretty grody kind of.
Oh yeah, I thought it was disgusting. Like, yeah. Why would I ever do that? That's nothing that's attractive to me. And end of story.
It didn't make you want to go out and emulate. So.
No, nope.
It didn't make you think that. Oh, that's what people do when they have sex.
No. In fact, I said, who would?
All right, fair enough. Explain.
People that want to make a lot of money.
Right, I was going to say, I hope they make a lot of money. I hope they're set for life.
It explained that 32% say viewing porn is usually or always wrong, compared to 56% who say that not recycling is usually or always wrong. These are teenagers' responses. And while older Americans believe porn is bad, younger Americans believe it's good. There were two other major findings. Women are into porn in a big way, and teen sexting is still hot. While porn has typically been a man's domain, its usage has, among young women, seems to have become more common, perhaps due to digital access. Or maybe it's due to the fact that maybe people are feeling more comfortable talking about it now. You know, there's certain things that are sort of forbidden conversations among women, for instance. At least publicly, not to say they don't talk about it privately. I mean, girls are notorious for talking about sex with each other, just like with girlfriends, isn't that right? That's kind of a thing.
Yeah, basically.
Teenage girls and young women are significantly more likely to actively seek out porn than women over the age of 25, which is similar to men. However, more than half of women 25 and under ever seek out porn. So 56% versus 27% among women 25 plus, and one third seek it out at least monthly. The story here continues. Most teens are sexting, either on the receiving or sending end of sexually explicit images. 62% of teens and young adults have received a sexually explicit image, and 41% have sent one, usually to or from their boyfriend or girlfriend, which is different from when we were growing up, Johnson, when we were growing up, late 90s was when digital cameras started to actually become a reality, and not too many people had them back then, and there was no real easy way to take a snapshot and then send it to someone. So in the last decade, this whole sexting thing has really become a phenomenon amongst young people, and apparently amongst just sort of younger generations in general. It's apparently a big thing on OkCupid. There's a guy we know who was on OkCupid, and he received a message from one of the women that he'd been talking to, and she was surprised that he had not yet sent her a picture of his penis.
Right.
So apparently it's so common that within a certain amount of time from having initiated a conversation on one of these dating sites that genitalia photos are sent. The fact that he had not sent a picture of his genitalia made it seem like he was an unusual person.
That's the only thing that I think might have a little bit of an influence. I'll tell you what. I've been in encounters where I'm like, oh, man, this would probably be really good to watch from a third-person angle right now. I better do my best to look like a porn star, even though it's not being recorded. So I wonder if it's like, oh, well, I could be a porn star, and then, like, I don't know, take pictures of themselves, send them out, which can have consequences.
That's what's behind sexting, is the idea that people want to emulate pornography?
Possibly. I mean, it's been somewhat one of my motives. Does that make any sense, what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe. I've never done this, so I have no idea what the motivation is. I couldn't understand. Personally, I don't understand why someone would care.
Well, like, what do most people do when they watch porn?
I would imagine they all self-pleasure at some point.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think guys do when you send them pictures?
Yeah, but what about the reverse? I mean, does a guy think that the woman is going to self-pleasure because he sent a picture photo of his penis?
Yes, they do.
Okay, I don't think they do, though.
Some do.
Don't most women complain about receiving these pictures?
A single photo on a phone would do nothing for me.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about pornography here tonight, and obviously there are a variety of different viewpoints about this. Some people think that it is evil and really damaging. I can see some of the arguments there, but others are saying that maybe it's not so bad if young people are actually having, using porn rather than having sex. Doesn't that reduce their likelihood of sexually transmitted diseases? And
I don't know, Ian. You too could make $1,000 to $5,000 a day. Are you willing to do what it takes?
to be a porn actor?
I don't know. Apparently you've never seen those videos, like the whole casting couch style videos where they're
I'm familiar.
To lure people in by explaining the benefits, and it's like just basically this like manipulative routine where it's like, well, you know, in order to get ahead of this business, everyone else is doing this. You have to, you know,
do X, play Y, along. Or Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then there's also like the Bang Bus, where
Rose.
Those were fake, but the idea being they just randomly picked up girls.
I don't know that the casting couch stuff isn't fake either. You know.
Yeah. Probably a lot of it is.
Yeah.
So if you're a Mormon and you're wearing the Mormon underwear, is it like a cardinal sin to self-pleasure while wearing the Mormon underwear? Because we were talking about the Mormon underwear earlier, and Johnson, you pulled up a video of this. We're going to get into
the armor of God.
And we're going to get into it here in a moment. What is it? We'll actually give you the official Mormon explanation from the Mormon newsroom here in moments. And also, I want to let you know about the Shire Society. People who love the ideas of liberty are coming together here to New Hampshire, and the Shire Society is one of the ways that they're doing that. They're going to ShireSociety.com, signing the Shire Society Declaration, which is a personal declaration of your independence. You don't have to share with anyone that you've signed this declaration. You do not have to sign it publicly, although you can. You can put your name on the website, but you can also just print it out and sign it privately or sign it in your head. There's no collecting necessarily, no official collection of any kind of names. ShireSociety.com. You go there, sign the declaration, start planning your move to New Hampshire to be around other people who are libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists, and it's great to be around people who actually have a similar mindset. So check it out at ShireSociety.com.
Sounds like a great alternative to the Free State Project.
It is. It's like a decentralized alternative to the Free State Project. There's no board of directors. There's no membership roles. So
no government.
You can't be removed from the Shire Society. Society. Johnson, you look. Are you praying? Are you okay?
Yeah.
He's got his hands together like he's
I
in
just
prayer.
Just got my hands together. I was cracking my knuckles and then just left them there.
So Mormon underwear. We've got the official video. Johnson, you pulled this one up because we were kind of all asking aloud. Well, we knew about what this thing was. We knew that it existed. But it's been literally years since it's come up here on Free Talk Live. And it has come up in the past. And we did have a Mormon actually call in to tell us about it. But given that we don't have a Mormon on the lines with us tonight, we will give you the official Mormon newsroom explanation. Now, this is a four-minute long video, but we're going to start about 2 minutes into it because basically it starts by kind of talking about other religions and some
other religions have silly clothing too.
Yeah, some of their some of their trappings. But let's go here with the explanation from Mormon newsroom.
Temple robes of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the robes of the Holy Priesthood, are worn only inside Mormon temples and reserved for the highest sacraments of the faith.
And they're just plain, white, boring underwear.
White symbolizes purity. There is no
white Peter jumpsuit.
Insignia or rank. The highest apostle and the newest member are indistinguishable when dressed in the same way. Men and women wear similar clothing. The simple vestments combine religious symbolism with echoes of antiquity reflected in ancient writings from the Book of Exodus.
Now, what's not clear so far is, are these actually worn underneath? It sounds like they're just wearing them, period, that that's all that they're wearing. Because otherwise, the idea being that it's it's bringing people to the same level, the highest level, clerics or whatever, along with the acolytes or whatever the heck they call them in the Mormon religion.
Wow, so, a uniform. What an interesting concept.
It does sound like they might not just be underwear, that they might just be what they're wearing. But I could be wrong.
In the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, there are no outer religious vestments in ordinary worship services. However, many faithful Latter-day Saints wear a garment under their clothing that has deep religious significance.
Okay, so it is underwear.
Similar in design to ordinary modest underclothing, it comes in two pieces and is usually referred to as the temple garment.
So, yeah, it does look a lot like...
Depends on how you mean usually. Because a lot of people usually refer to them as magic underwear.
It does look a lot like just, you know, plain white shirt and some pants, you know, shorts or whatever. Is it holy or something like that? Or is it being blessed by some priest? You know, does it cost more to get the official Mormon underwear? Can you just put on some Fruit of the Loom? Does that not count?
I think it has to be official.
This is really slow.
Some people incorrectly refer to temple garments as magical or magic underwear. These words are not only inaccurate, but also offensive to members of the Church of Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, just kidding.
And then what they're showing on screen here during this segment, they've shown pictures of the underwear just sort of laid out, but now they've got a woman in a store browsing. So there apparently are full-on retail stores that sell this stuff, presumably in places like Utah.
There is nothing magical or mystical about temple garments, and church members ask for the same degree of respect and sensitivity that would be afforded to any other faith.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm giving you. This is exact level of respect
temple
that I will offer to every
worn by
other
adult
faith.
Members of the church who have made sacred promises of fidelity to God's commandments and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so they're not just for everyone who claims to be a Mormon. You have to make some sort of special swearing, some kind of an oath to whatever.
So they're super
temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, look.
To church members, the modest temple garment worn under normal clothing, along with the symbolic vestments worn during temple worship, represent the sacred and personal aspect of their relationship with God and their commitment to live good, right, honorable lives.
In order to voice this video, I had to take 3 Valium. You're welcome.
Toll free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. I don't know if that really shone that much more light on the underwear, but I guess we did learn that...
as much detail as you could possibly get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
I guess we did learn that you do have to have some level of commitment to the church in order to wear the underwear.
And a super personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
That's up close and personal, all right.
You know, good for them, if that's what they're into. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tim. He is in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Ian. Yeah, hey. I was just kind of laughing at your magic underwear. Sorry. The reference to magic underwear and whatnot. I've had a lot of relatives who were Mormons, and actually some who left the church. Now, they take that cotton. It's supposed to be some sort of pure, long staple cotton, and it's blessed by by Mormon bishops, and they make you buy it in a sealed package. So, and then to even wear this, you have to go inside of the temple, which has pentagrams on the outside, by the way.
All right, I want to hear more. Okay. Stand by, Tim. I want to hear more about the Mormon underwear.
855-453,
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Mormon underwear, of all things, but you can bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the website there for you. You know, there's a movement in healthcare today of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. Folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. And Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Start up by going to joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com. Or call them toll-free, 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare. As we go back to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you were telling us about the Mormon underwear, which apparently some are offended if you call it magic underwear, as we just learned from the official Mormon propaganda channel on YouTube. Go ahead.
Right. Actually, I mean, that technically, I mean, that exactly is propaganda, if you think about it, because there's no, I mean, there's a lot of nuttery, if you want to call it, in the Mormon faith, okay, there's a lot of nuttery in a lot of faiths, okay, well, let's just leave it at that. But anyway, they say that you can't wear this, and I mean, for all intents and purposes, yeah, magic underwear. They call it a shield, an armor against evil. That's what they call it. I mean, when the men wear their magic underwear, so to speak, when they wear their undergarment, they actually, if you notice, okay, Glenn Beck, for instance. Okay, he wears long sleeve shirts and a tie button. You know,
he's a Mormon, by the way.
Right. I'm saying he's wearing that too. He's wearing that. I mean, and you're not supposed to expose it. You're not supposed to show it to anybody. No one's supposed to know you're wearing it. It's actually supposed to be as though you're. And that's how. And Christians actually aren't even supposed to be that way. They're supposed to proclaim their Christianity, but for all intents and purposes, Mormons have a very strange view of Christianity, in my view, in my opinion. So, I mean, but the thing is, they say you can't wear this armor undergarment, if you want to call it that. You can't wear this until you've been actually washed and blessed in a Mormon temple. Remember I was saying, what I said earlier was the Mormon temples they look like a Masonic lodge, if you want to think about it. Masonic lodges actually don't have any windows, but they look like something where you'd actually go to worship Satan, because they have pentagrams all over the outside of them. They never have a cross.
I've never seen one, so I don't know.
Well, maybe not in New Hampshire, but in Salt Lake City, for instance, the temple there is huge, and you cannot actually go into the temple until you've literally been blessed by a bishop. They only let you go inside of there.
How do they know you've been blessed by a bishop? Do you have like a blessing card that you have to show to get in? I mean, how do you?
No. I mean, the Mormons, if you don't know this, the Mormons actually run genealogy.com. They have the largest DNA database in the world, the largest genealogical database in the world. And so they know the exact bloodline, if you will, of everyone who claims to be a Mormon. If you're related to such and such, you know, whoever, okay, so, you know, four or five generations back, they can say, oh, your father, your grandfather, your aunt, your uncle, your cousins, whatever. Okay, yeah, you're good to go. You can come on in. But they can, you know, they really will only let you into the temple.
Hello, thanks for visiting the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Thanks for visiting today. Could you please spit in this cup?
I don't get it.
Yeah,
do a DNA test.
Spit in this cup. I thought you said spin.
Oh,
okay,
spit.
Got
spit
it.
In this cup.
Sit in the cup or, you know, drop your blood in there or whatever. I mean,
just
whatever.
Just swab your cheek with this Q-tip thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you leave a little mucus sample behind while you're...
Yeah. You can come back in 5 to 7 days.
Tim, thanks for the insight there into the Mormon Church from your experience. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Neil. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Neil.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Dan? You're killing me here.
Go ahead.
You're just totally killing me. You come back from that break, and the first thing you're talking about white underwear or the movement, and I'm thinking that's the last thing anybody wants to do in white underwear, isn't it?
All right.
And are these white underwear only for males or females?
No, both.
I have seen females in white underwear that was actually magical. It had the ability to levitate.
What? Oh, is that a penis joke? I gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got that one. And yeah. I just had to say that. And what's the lady's name that's there with you?
That's Renee from Anarchy After Dark.
Oh, hey.
Renee, I got to tell you that you have a very sexy voice.
Yes, oh, why, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Neil, for your call tonight.
You'd be the first to tell me that.
You have fun levitating. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we can come back later if you want and talk about the Satanic Temple 7 Tenets, since it's kind of a religious-y night here on Free Talk Live. But first, the drama quiz. Johnson, you've got a story. You've been holding special for Renee here on Free Talk Live.
Okay.
You got something you want to say, Ian?
Apparently, what he had to say was that I'm specially holding this for you.
Well, you
so passive aggressive.
I did say that I wanted you to be here.
Right. He had it last week, but you didn't. You weren't able to be on the show last
week.
That's
because Johnson and I have a sense of humor. You, on the other hand, are just passive aggressive.
What are you talking
like
about?
Like a little
that
drama.
That was actually the topic of last week, which you missed, which was how to deal with passive aggressive people. So you would have had a learning experience. Yeah. You can go back and listen to the show that you missed.
That's a good advice. So what are you sharing with us, and from where?
Same place as the passive aggression story. It's a Psyblog, a psychology blog, essentially.
All right.
This is 12 questions to measure your inherent need for drama. Dramatic people love to gossip, stir up trouble, and they constantly think that they are victims. People who enjoy getting others riled up and who can't hold their opinion back have a high need for drama, new research finds. By the way, as I was reading this, I'm like, a lot of aspects of this definitely apply to me. You know, which is...
But you are kind of an internet troll.
That's right.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's the only aspect I was thinking of. But does that sound like me, Ian, stirring trouble?
No, not there, all the time.
There are all different forms of drama.
Well...
They're all different forms of drama.
Get on with the quiz, will you?
Yeah. Other aspects of a need for drama include saying things just to see how others react and feeling like a victim all the time. These conclusions, and I'm not, I wasn't giving you a look or anything.
That looked like a look.
The conclusions come from a new study which validates a 12-point scale to measure need for drama. People who score high on the need for drama scale also typically have high but non-clinical levels of psychopathy and narcissism. The levels of dramatic... The typical life of dramatic individuals is described by the study's authors. People with drama-prone personalities generally live chaotic lives and inflict contrived crises on family, friends, and coworkers. In our interpersonal relationships, we would likely identify dramatic individuals with their histories of failed relationships and their conflicts with friends and family. Often, this interpersonal drama becomes public on social networking sites. In the workplace, dramatic individuals are likely to engage in gossip or to influence others, create conflicts among coworkers and management, and feel that they are victims of others' gossip and conflict. So, I will say on a lot of these things, like I don't have any problems with friends and family generally. I don't have any problems on, you know, like interpersonal like relationships. Generally, when I create drama, it's with strangers. It's with people I don't know to argue about philosophy and beliefs because I do that as a hobby. I mean, it's not really to create drama because I can always just go, I'm done with you. Like, it's not like drama because it's like, it might be dramatic at the time, but it's sort of one of those things where I can go, boop, you're
block
gone.
Button.
I see what you're saying.
You know, so.
You sort of compartmentalize.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
you can't get out of control. We'll come back with a quiz. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Toll-free number is 855-453. It is, by the way, primary night in New York State. Apparently, the polls don't close until 9 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah,
I don't have any need for that drama.
Yeah, I heard you there. But, you know, to some extent, it is an entertaining horse race, what with Donald Trump kind of stirring things up. And
well, Hillary is in the race. You're right about that.
Screwing over Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. So it's hopefully it's an educational process for the people that are paying attention to it, showing them that basically you challenge the establishment, you will be screwed over, as Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are attempting, or they're attempting to screw them. We'll see what happens in New York tonight. I don't know if we'll have much as far as results for you by the end of the show at 10 o'clock at night Eastern time, because, again, they haven't even closed the polls yet. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
And we're going to continue here. Johnson, you're sharing with us from SciBlog. Correct, SciBlog?
Yes.
The 12 questions on measuring your need for drama.
Yeah. Also, I got to say, I really like this blog, so it's probably going to be the place that I go to regularly from now on.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the content.
I like their stories.
You know, we don't have to talk about news here on Free Talk Live. I think personal stuff is important and interesting.
It's one of my favorite types of topics to go to.
Well, let's go on then.
Okay, so I'm going to just rehash a little bit. So it says the typical life of dramatic individuals described by the study authors. People with drama-prone personalities generally live chaotic lives and inflict contrived crisis on family, friends, and coworkers. In our interpersonal relationships, we would likely identify dramatic individuals with their histories of failed relationships and conflicts with friends and family. Often this interpersonal drama becomes public on social networking sites. And in the workplace, dramatic individuals are likely to engage in gossip to influence others, create conflicts among coworkers and management, and feel that they are the victims of others' gossip and conflicts. So, you know, those are some pretty prime things to look out for.
Well, a perpetual victim will get perpetual attention, won't they?
Yeah, sure.
That's kind of the idea. Mm-hmm. Or like a hypochondriac, isn't that the name of the kind of person who always has some sort of malady going wrong, even though it might actually be created in their mind to some extent? Yep. Have you been watching Better Call Saul?
I sure have. I was extremely excited for the finale last night.
The without giving anything away to those who have yet to see it, this is the spin-off.
Definitely
series.
don't.
Right.
Don't.
This is the spin-off series. Thank you. This is the spin-off series of the great show Breaking Bad, which was a fantastic, five or six season television series on AMC, all about selling drugs. And Saul Goodman was the attorney who was kind of the comic relief in Breaking Bad to some extent. And now they've spun him off into his own series. It's now completed two seasons, and it's very good. It's basically.
Did you see the season finale last night? Okay.
It's basically.
I was wondering. You didn't seem to get my joke, but.
Oh, the don't thing. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, now I've got it.
Which isn't a spoiler, by the way.
Clear. Anyway, it's been very, very good. It's not, you know, I think some people thought it was going to be a comedy show. It's not, really. It's basically yet another drama.
It is a little bit.
It's lighter.
It's more like Breaking Bad, but it's also...
It's lighter.
Kind of, yeah.
It's a lighter fare than Breaking Bad.
It's lighter and heavier.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely got its... It sort of continues in that tradition of being a very serious show. But it is focusing on Saul Goodman or what his original name was at this point. He's yet to actually become Saul Goodman in the show. So it's sort of his metamorphosis into that character. And so that's fun to watch. Let's see. Where the hell was
his brother?
Saul.
He's a hypochondriac.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You knew what I was going to
say.
We
know someone who has this condition who believes that they have a hypersensitivity to electricity.
That's correct. We do know someone without naming names. But, so the brother of Saul Goodman is, like, super sensitive to electricity, and the show suggests that it's all in his head, right? That this is something that...
Well, this is the condition that is all in the people's heads who have this condition. The symptoms of this condition are identical to anxiety, so it kind of makes sense that, you have an anxiety issue.
Yeah, and that's what triggers it for them.
Right, and then they experience the symptoms because of their anxiety, and then they can just attribute the symptoms to anything they want.
Anything electric.
Because they're just having anxiety, so if you're anxious about electricity and then experiencing the symptoms of anxiety, you could be anxious about horses and experience the symptoms of anxiety, and then you think, every time I'm near horses must give off an evil vibe. Like, it's the type of condition that can be attributed to anything, because if it's anxiety... You are causing your own anxiety, you know, like, yeah.
I mean, I beg to differ. There are subconscious triggers.
Okay, so how would you find out if you could test this? I know. Let's put something electrical near a person who has this condition, not tell them that it's there. Do they sense it? No, they don't. That's how you test it. And that's what has happened. They don't sense the electricity. They can't sense electricity because it's
in their head.
Physically impossible for human beings to do that.
So let's go on with the quiz.
Okay.
The drama quiz.
So the study found that three factors make up the need for drama. One, interpersonal manipulation, characterized by a person's willingness to influence other people to behave in a manner serving of the manipulator's goals. Two, persistent perceived victimhood, the propensity to constantly perceive oneself as a victim of everyday life circumstances that many people would dismiss as benign. Three, impulsive outspokenness. This is where I suffer. Characterized by a person's compulsion to speak out and share opinions, even when inappropriate and without regard to social consequences.
Mm.
So look on your face while you read that.
I mean, it depends.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that there's a time and a place. That's just that in most circumstances, I prefer to have honest relationships. I mean, again, this is not a problem for me at work in general. This is not a problem for me, you know, in most circumstances. If I don't want to. So this talks about a compulsion. I don't really have a compulsion. I do have an impulsion to speak my mind, but I don't feel compelled. I just feel... like I want to, you know, like it's like if I have an opinion and I can't share it, I don't feel free, you know, like so.
Sure.
But anyway, but the need for drama test. Here's the questions.
All right.
There we go.
Let's dig in.
The more that you agree with these statements, the higher your need for drama is. One.
So is this one of those things where you answer on a scale of like 1 to 5?
It doesn't have a scale.
Okay.
It just says
the more you agree. Okay.
So I strongly agree.
I somewhat agree.
Yeah, you can do the 5, you know, thing if you feel like that and you want to put it in terms of points. But these are going to apply to everyone here to a certain extent, I think you'll see. So this first one, Ian, is for you. One, sometimes it's fun to get people riled up. Two,
it's true.
Sometimes I say something bad about someone with the hope that they find out what I said. Three.
That's not true.
That's not true. Me no. either. Mm-hmm. Renee's like, mm-hmm.
Well, so far I'm like, agree, strongly disagree.
Okay.
Taking notes.
Three, I say or do things just to see how others react. Four, sometimes I play people against each other to get what I want. Five, I always speak my mind, but pay for it later. Six.
I know that one.
It's yeah. Six, it's hard for me to hold my opinion back. Seven, people who act like my friends have stabbed me in the back.
See, now, on the holding the opinion back thing, like, in real life, it's pretty easy for me. I'm relatively right. quiet, but on the radio, it's kind of my job.
Right.
So.
Although this next one, though, you know, applies, and it's unfortunate, but people who act like my friends have stabbed me in the back. People
that
who,
happens.
People often talk about me behind my back.
How does what people do about you have to do whether or not you're trying to attract drama? I don't understand
well,
that.
If you're that type of person, that's the type of person that
company
you
keep.
You,
right.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I often wonder why such crazy things happen to me.
Well, see, hold on. I don't want to keep company with people who talk behind my back.
Right.
But every now and then it gets back to me that some people talk behind my back.
Right.
So, but like, there are people.
It doesn't matter though. If you're, I don't think it matters. I don't know what they're saying. I mean, you would have to talk to the creator of the study. But I think what the implication is not. I don't think anybody wants to be around people that are talking behind their back.
Yeah.
So what they would say is that whatever you do, whatever your behavior, however you interact with people, is causing people to talk behind your back. Maybe they don't feel like they can say things to your face, or maybe they. Who knows what the reasons are?
Well, like, for instance, Renee and I have become the topic du jour of conversation
right.
for so many of these, you know, busybodies or whatever you want to call them, people who apparently have nothing better to talk about, not just here in Keene, but also in Manchester. Like, in Keene, there's, like, the Stop Free Keene people.
Right.
And then in Manchester, there's all these supposed liberty people who just seem to love to talk about Renee and me as though we matter to them in some way.
Most of the time it is unsolicited, but I know we have fed the trolls on a couple of occasions.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's that. But also you have to think, you know, that it's not like you guys could say that you would be completely unaware of the drama of your circumstances before, you know, like, I guess.
I see what you're saying, but that I don't know, that's
all
irrelevant to me.
I don't talk about other people's, you know, goings-on or relationships.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's like, hey, you've got somebody you're happy with? Great. Good for you. We'll go on with more of this quiz here in moments. Hour 3 is coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.